produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Grace, peace, joy, faith, love, Dr. V.
Thank you, everyone, for those great applauses. You are awesome. Listen, I am Dr. V. I'm your host for Love Your Making, where we have sage conversations with leaders, teaching them how to lead with love. Been doing it for a minute. And here in the month of June and July, we're going to do a very special tribute to an amazing Christian leader, and that is one of my favorite. You've heard me speak about him before. That is John Maxwell. We're going to do a couple of favorite selections out of his book, The Maxwell Daily Reader, 365 Days of Insight to Develop the Leader Within You and Influence Those Around You. So for the next, well, this summer, we're just going to be in this devotional. And so follow along with us. It's going to encourage you in your leadership. Today's topic is going to be about attitude. You ready? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify your name this day, Father. We thank you for being so good to us, so merciful. You, oh God, have anointed us, like just like the scripture says in Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God has anointed me so that I may do great and awesome things, paraphrase. So thank you for the anointing, Lord God. Thank you for this being an acceptable year of the Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that we're anointed to heal and we're anointed to restore and we're anointed to build up. And we just thank you for that anointing. Now, as you anoint Dr. V in this next 20 minutes to share, oh God, and you've already anointed the writings and teachings of John Maxwell, Father God, and most of all, God, as we lift up your word, which is already holy and anointed, we know that we're going to get, as leaders, what we need. So we thank you in advance, and it's in your darling son, Jesus' name, that we praise you and we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, let's jump right to it. I'm going to be focusing on Ephesians, the fourth chapter, in a particular verse, the 23rd verse. But I'm going to start reading at verse 17, and we'll read down to 23. Then we'll go straight into Brother Maxwell's devotional about the topic, attitude. Okay, here we go. Backdrop scripture. So I tell you this, and I insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Verse 19, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. Verse 20, that, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regards to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Verse 23, our focus verse, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Going on to verse 25, down to Ephesians 5:1. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood, speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Verse 28, anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly beloved children, and walk in the way of love. Come on now, you know Dr. V had to get loving in somewhere, right? Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. I read for you Ephesians 4, starting at 17, down to, starting at verse 17, and I went down to Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2. Okay, so that's our backdrop scripture. Our focus today in our teaching and our love lesson is going to be verse 23, to be made new in the attitude of your mind. Some translations might say, be ye renewed by the transforming of your mind. Let's see what John Maxwell has to say about attitude. That's our topic today. He wrote, when you hear the word attitude, what do you think about? I think of attitude as an inward feeling expressed by outward behavior. People always project on the outside what they feel on the inside. Some people try to mask their attitude, and they can fool others for a while. But that cover-up doesn't last long. Attitude always wiggles its way out. Your attitude colors every aspect of your life. It is like the mind's paintbrush. It can paint everything in bright, vibrant colors, creating a masterpiece, or it can make everything dark and dreary. Attitude is so pervasive and important that I've come to think of it like this. It is the vanguard of your true self. Its root is inward and its fruit is outward. Attitude is your best friend or your worst enemy. It is more honest and consistent about you than your word. Attitude is your outward look based on your past experiences. Attitude is that is what draws people to you and repels them from you. Gratitude is never content until it is expressed. It is the librarian of your past. It is the speaker of your present. It is the prophet of your future. Attitude. There is not a single part of your current life that is not affected by your attitude, John says. And your future will definitely be influenced by the attitude you carry with you from today forward. He initially wrote that in his book, The Difference Maker. And then he closes this devotional out with, determined to possess a positive attitude today. I wanted to talk to leaders about that, have a sage conversation about attitude today, because as I go from day to day in my counseling and encouraging ministry to leaders and encouraging them to lead with love, I often get in just random conversation with my leaders, I often come across that spirit of complaint. They want to complain about how the congregation is doing this or not doing that. They want to complain about how their co-workers or their staff is not doing this or that. They want to complain about the weather. They complain about politics. They complain about the economy. They want to complain about social ills. They want to complain about their health. They want to complain about their spouse. They want to complain about their closest friends. Complaint department open sometimes. And I often think sometimes, because here I am, this is my pet peeve. If you say it's cloudy and dark and rainy, what a miserable cold day it is. I say, wow, God gave us this day so we can be on the inside and be warm, right? I always try to look at the positive side of things. I'm one of those. I am the negative energy detector when it comes down to what we speak out of our mouths, especially when we are complaining about what is. I'm the first cousin of Paul when it says, whatever state you find yourself in, therein to be content. But I'm most allergic to, most annoyed by, most want to hurry up and do something about the spirit of complaint, which is kind of an attitude. You may have a stinking attitude, some people say. You may have a negative attitude. You may have a gloomy attitude. And so that they wait, people that are in your sphere of influence, they can hardly wait till that attitude kind of goes to sleep and they get something totally different from that, right? I don't know. I may not be describing you, but I am describing a condition that the Bible talked to us about in this particular translation that I'm using. And verse 23 and what John Maxwell just shared with us, it says this: be made new in the attitude of your minds and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. When I think about that for leaders, I often think about one of my college professors. That's in undergraduate school. He was teaching me, I think it was clinical psychology. And he was so hard on us. He would come in the classroom. His pants were already short. He'd roll them up a little bit shorter. And the first thing he would say is, you could never compete with a Harvard graduate. And I used to always wonder why he would say that to us. I mean, what, you know, we're in at PV, Prairie View A&M University, a black historical college in America. And you look around and 99% of the people in our classroom were African-Americans. And we were there on our grind trying to get a degree so that we could make an impact and leave an imprint in the world. So I really expected my instructor to come in and be very positive and affirming and going like, you know what? You're going to be the next leaders in this generation. You're going to transform lives. You're going to heal lives. You're going to restore lives. But every day he would come in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when I would have his class. And the first thing he would say is, you're not going to be able to compete with a Harvard graduate. And so I thought it was so disparaging and so discouraging. And I said, I don't want to be like him when I start teaching on a college level. I started teaching in Bible college about 25 years later, and I wasn't like him, promise you. Listen, want to talk about attitude and the way you think. Oftentimes people know exactly how you're thinking about what comes out of your mouth. And what comes out of your mouth, if 80% of it, 60%, maybe even 50%, perhaps 40%, 10% is really too much, comes out of your mouth, negative. You're always looking at the downside, the gloomy side. You always find fault in someone or something, or even in yourself. I believe that most negative and thinking people, the people who have the worst attitudes, they also have that same attitude about themselves. Oh, they may think that they do most of the things right, but that inward critic inside of them is probably whispering to them every day, you know what, you could be better, or you could do this better, or why don't you do that better, that kind of thing. John Maxwell has a principle called the 30-second principle. And what he means by that is that when you encounter someone, whether you know them a long time or you just met them for the first time, that first 30 seconds of your greeting should be something very positive. You'll find something positive to say about how they look, how they talk, how they dress, what they just accomplished. You made my day by what you just did for me, whatever. Affirming someone, speaking positive life into them, encouraging them to be more of the goodness and the greatness that they already have within them. Speak to the Christ within them if you can, but say something positive in the first 30 seconds. That would help you to esteem others, you know, as significant. More significant than you, but also it's affirming that you are significant as well. So Paul here is admonishing them. The old self, the old man, the old way of thinking, the old way of complaining, the old stinking attitude you have. When you come new in Christ, you should come full circle new. Yeah, the way you talk, the way you think, the way you act, the way you treat people as leaders. Yeah, it should totally change. There should be an evidence that Christ lives with you, in you, and he's leading you and guiding you, and you're becoming more and more like him. When? Every day. Every day. Every day. Listen, if God daily loads us up with benefits, the greatest response I think we can have as leaders is to, you know, be more and more like him. Speak more and more like him. I'm reminded of a scripture that I really, really love. Jesus was walking through, and he looked up one day into a tree, and a man, a very short man, had climbed up that tree because he knew that Jesus was coming to town, and he said, "Come down. I'm going to have dinner with you today." And so the man scurried down, and he went to his house. He was a man of wealth means, and Jesus sat with him and sat with him. And upon the conversation that Jesus had with him at the end of dinner, at the end of that conversation, he says, "Listen, I'm going to, everything that I took and everyone that I took advantage of," I'm paraphrasing, "everyone that I did not have a just weight, I'm going to fix that. I'm going to change that." You know, in other words, after speaking with Jesus, he decided that, listen, I want to be a better person. I want to treat people better. And I want to do better. I want to be a new citizen of this kingdom, and I want to act like a kingdom person should act. That's my take on that story. When you have an encounter, a personal relationship, when you sup with Jesus, listen, you should come away wanting to be more like him. The Bible says, "Have the mind of Christ so you will not faint." The Bible says, "Until Christ be formed in you." Come on, leaders. When we want people to follow us as we follow Christ, we should be going somewhere in Christ, right? We really should. There should be a place in Christ that we endeavor to ascend to each and every day. There should be a shining and a seasoning happening with us all the time. It should be as leaders. Listen, I'm not who I was last year. I'm better. I'm greater. The conversation I had last year, I got a better conversation this year because I'm growing in Christ. Christ is being formed in me. My attitude is changing. I got a new attitude as a leader. I've got a loving attitude. I got a visionary attitude. I got what I need. Okay, so when we speak next week, guess what? We're going to be speaking more about attitude, okay? As we pray out today, we just want to remind you that as a leader, you have total control with the help of the Holy Spirit of how your attitude impacts your leadership. We want to lead with love, but we also want to have the right thinking, so our behavior and our attitude would be in totally check and totally representing the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, for whom that's why we to co-labor with him and represent it well in the things that we do and the things that we say. Father, thank you for working on each and every day. Thank you, oh God, for your newness being evident in our lives. Thank you for your mind. It is amazing, and we need that mind so that we can be the best loving leaders possible. As we review what John Maxwell said about attitude again, then we'll pray deeply. He said, it is the vanguard of your true self. Its roots is inward, but its fruits is outward. It is your best friend or your worst. It is more honest and consistent about you than your words. It is your outward look based on your past experience. It is what draws people to you or repels them. It is never content until it is expressed. Attitude is the librarian of your past. Attitude is the speaker of your present. And attitude is the prophet of. Father, we submit to you our attitudes today. We want the newness of you. We want to walk in the newness of you as leaders. We want to be just better for the and those that are looking on our lives and being impacted by our attitude, impacted by whether our attitudes are positive or negative. We want our attitudes simply to glorify you, Father. So we need your help as leaders to make it so. Father, we submit everything about us to you, your total scrutiny. From the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, be ever with firm in you. We want what we think, how we think, what we express, how we express it, how we lead, and who we lead to be a testament of you dwelling in us. You said that in all things, whatever we do, do it with love. So help us, Father God, to love deeply in this way as it relates to the refining, the renewing, the recovering, the improving, and fine-tuning of our attitudes. Father, we know that you have the power to check our hearts, change our hearts. And so we submit our hearts to you today as leaders. We're careful to give your name the praise. We're careful to give your name the glory. We're careful to give your name. Amen and amen. Listen, again, this is Dr. B. You tune in to Love Your Making, where we have Sage Cup conversations with leaders all over the world, encouraging them to lead in love. We're going to be doing June and July, maybe August, but for sure June and July, we're going to be getting some nuggets from the John C. Maxwell, the Maxwell Daily Reader, 365 Days of Insight to Develop the Leader Within You and Influence Those Around You. This has been Dr. V. I want you to continue to pray for me as I pray for you. I'm going to pray for your ministries. I'm going to pray for your families. I'm going to pray for your businesses. And in every place, in your home, in your church, your ministry, or your business, I'm going to pray that you have the very best attitude there is, the most positive attitude, the most Christ-like attitude. Listen, I'm praying that prayer for myself. I want to show up and show him out, show him forth, show them that, listen, the good work that Christ started in me, he is completing it. Amen. So I want to be better this year in 2021 than I was in 2020, right? You agree with me? Then why don't you pray for me too? Again, so next time, this has been Love Your Making with Dr. V. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.